Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport, here to bring you the final week, the final edition of this podcast for the week, Friday, September 16th. Eagles versus Bears is the game. That's what we're going to have on Monday Night Football. We'll bring you a preview of the game on Monday. But today what we want to do is just talk a little bit about the defensive backs and some of the things that are going on with the cornerbacks specifically. So that'll be the focus. Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Be sure to log on to FanDuel.com so you can go ahead and play daily fantasy football, in this case weekly. So that's a great thing to be able to do. But just looking at this game that's coming up, you had Leodis McKelvin. He went down against the Browns with a hamstring injury, and he's going to be out of practice. He'll be out today as well. This is really one of the key practices where you can really gauge whether or not a guy is going to be active in a game. Tomorrow is going to be the main one, but he hasn't practiced. He didn't practice yesterday. Neither did Zach Ertz. So you may have a shortage of corners for this Monday game. The Eagles are still yet to activate C.J. Smith from the practice squad, if that's a move that they're going to do. You'll probably see that move happen Saturday or Sunday, somewhere along those lines. Probably tomorrow if they're going to do it, because they are going to travel on Sunday to Chicago, so they'll be ready for the game on Monday. And as of right now, they have three cornerbacks that are 100% healthy. So there is a bit of an issue as far as depth is concerned. Doug Peterson said yesterday that he's fully confident in bringing out Jalen Mills, whether it be to play the slot or to play him outside. He doesn't have a problem with him being in the game. He's fully confident. And, yeah, he's a seventh-round pick. But remember, this guy was second- or third-round talent. He's someone that had some non-football-related issues that caused him to drop. But, nevertheless, the guy is extremely talented. He had a up-and-down training camp and preseason, but he has plenty of ability. He showed some good cover skills against the Browns last week. So Jalen Mills is going to be one to really watch. There are some concerns about Ron Brooks. And for me, when I look at Ron Brooks, I look at the game last week, and on a couple plays, he has some trouble sticking with Andrew Hawkins, who is a very shifty slot receiver. He got him on the double move and was wide open, but the ball was a bit overthrown, so you didn't have a touchdown there. Now, when you look at the Bears, they have Eddie Royal, and Eddie Royal is a guy that is just like Hawkins as far as being a shifty route runner. He's a little more experienced. He's been in the league. I believe this is his ninth year. And he's someone that they like to get in that one-on-one matchup, because all the attention will go outside to Alshon Jeffrey, who we'll talk about in a moment. And when you have that safety coverage over top to Alshon, that provides one-on-one coverage for Eddie Royal. And you match Ron Brooks against him, and that's a matchup that favors the Bears. Eddie Royal had a touchdown at the end of the first half in the season opener against the Texans, and he ran a real nice route, just gave the corner a quick move to the outside and then just brought it back inside. A really quick cut, and he was wide open. Cutler delivered the ball to him, and it was a touchdown just before the half. So that's something that you really want to watch out for. Ron Brooks and Eddie Royal in the slot, that's a matchup that the Eagles are going to have to try to avoid, but it's inevitable. When you look at the outside, though, you have Alshon Jeffrey, who I've said it over and over this week, man. That's like Karl Malone, a power forward lining up outside, and he just loves to box out, jump up, and get the ball high-pointed, if you will, And that's something that he does. His hands are very large. His catching ability is there. He attacks the ball with the best of them. So they're going to see a lot of back shoulder throws and a lot of just jump ball, 50-50 balls for Alshon Jeffrey. And that's where guys like Nolan Carroll, you know, are going to have to be ready. And, man, I mean, right now you're looking at three corners, Nolan Carroll, Jalen Mills, and Ron Brooks, that are going to be 100%. And I tell you, even if McKelvin is healthy, his size going up against Alshon Jeffrey is going to be a troublesome matchup. But one of the things I do like about McKelvin is he fights the ball all the way through the receiver's tuck. So as Alshon goes up and gets the football, he's bringing it down. And, you know, McKelvin will be there to fight it, to try to punch it out. But even still, man, it's just a hard thing to ask McKelvin, even if he is able to play, to cover Alshon on the outside. Nolan Carroll had a play where, you know, some will fault him, but I mean, I don't know if there's anything more he could have done on that play against the Browns, rather, where Terrell Pryor was able to go up and get the football over him. He was in good position, but Pryor just made a play, and those are the type of plays that Alshon can make. Now, the thing with Jeffrey, he doesn't have the speed of the downfield speed of Terrell Pryor, but he is a guy that, like I said, attacks the football. He's a big play specialist for them, and I tell you, they like to go to him. There was a 54-yard gain. I actually wrote about that. There's a post on the EaglesWire.usatoday.com. Be sure to check it out. And it just kind of broke down the way that they use Alshon and Eddie Royal. So getting back to that play, it was a 54-yard completion just before the half, and actually set up that Eddie Royal touchdown. Two plays later, Royal was able to score the touchdown. So you really have to watch out for the downfield ability that these guys bring. Kevin White is someone else to mix into the program that's coming along. He's still working his way back from the shin injury that cost him all of last season. So you'll begin to see some progress from him from week to week. It's going to be an interesting game, though, this week. I mean, here it is. This is going to be his first game playing at home in front of the Bears fans. And no doubt he'll be fired up, but the Eagles are just going to need to contain them. It's going to be all about shutting down the big plays. That's really what it's about. You have to shut down the big plays, because Jay Cutler likes to go down the field to his guys. And Eddie Royal, you know, will run. He'll work the middle of the field. He'll run those intermediate routes. And Alshon will do that as well. So those are a couple guys. I mean, hey, if you have a fantasy football team, you know, you might want to put Alshon on your list, because he's definitely due for a solid game. Now, speaking of fantasy football, I would like to know, how did your fantasy football teams do last week? The first week of the season, it's in the books. Teams are going to have injuries and things like that. What better way to be able to control it from week to week than to play FanDuel? Did you get in on the fun over at FanDuel? If not, it's not too late. Week two is only days away. Week one, you had some different guys who stepped up out of the blue, and some guys who did as expected, like Antonio Brown. It's always good to be able to change your roster from week to week so you could experience the excitement of being able to have a guy that stepped up last week step up for you this week. FanDuel is fantasy football for everyday fans. There's new contests starting every week. You don't have to worry about busted seasons. You just pick a contest, choose your team, and watch your score in real time. This year, there's a new upgraded experience. Get even more contest variety. You could try beginner contests for new players only, settle a score with a friend in a head-to-head contest. You could go 50-50 contests where the top half win the cash. You could even play in larger tournaments for even more excitement. Play for a dollar choices. You have options for every budget. This week's Sunday Million contest is paying out $2 million. $200,000 to first place. I've played FanDuel before. I've done it in the NBA. Didn't have good results because I'm not a NBA guy. So I gave it a whirl though, and it was fun. It made me watch the game a little bit differently, a little more closely. Have all the fantasy football that you could get by going with FanDuel. You could be sports rich. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. you'll get one free entry a week for 5 weeks. Value of free entries varies based upon deposited amount. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use my promo code LOEAGLES. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code for you, Eagles fans, LOEAGS, is void where prohibited. Definitely be sure to check that out, that FanDuel. And like I said, you might want to put Alshon Jeffrey on your roster. But I tell you what, there is a way that they could control Alshon, and what you're going to see is a lot of coverage over top. You see Rodney McLeod probably play more single high coverage, you know, and rotate to the side that Alshon is there. And then you'll also see Malcolm Jenkins with that shortage of corners. There's a good chance that Malcolm Jenkins will drop down in the box and play some nickel corner to just provide the other guys with, you know, a blow, so to speak. So that way, you know, you're rotating your guys in there. And don't forget about Jalen Watkins. He at one time was a nickel corner for the Eagles last year. So he definitely has some ability. He played outside also. So there's different things that they could do to mix it up. Doug Peterson actually pointed to the safeties as options because of their prior cornerback experience. So don't be surprised if you see more guys dropping down in the box, whether it's McLeod, Malcolm Jenkins, and if you see more reps on defense for Jalen Watkins. It's going to be an interesting game. Monday Night Football is coming up, Eagles versus Bears. We'll see what happens, but I'm telling you, definitely be alert to Eddie Royal in the slot, down the field with Alshon Jeffrey, and you cannot forget about Kevin White. That's the show, folks. Wanted to bring you a quick conversation, and that's what we did every day, Monday through Friday. This is what we do. Be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Eagles podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom. Follow the work at @TDavenport_NFL on Twitter, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back Monday.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.